Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra began an insightful new series titled Light of the World. Yesterday, he explained that to live in darkness is to be under the influence of the devil. Today, he continues to teach on what darkness really means. Let's join him.
Number two, it means to be subject to the influence of the power of the devil. The devil has power. In case you don't know, Jesus said, I will give you power over all the power of the enemy. If you are a pastor like me, you will get to know that the devil has power. One day, I have never seen some before. We were in a meeting praying for somebody, a very fat woman. When I laid hands, this fat woman fell down. Then I saw something I've never seen before. The fat woman, her whole body lifted off the ground and levitated in the air. For some seconds, maybe about 5 seconds, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then went down again. Then for the first time, I told the ashes, bring the woman. All of them ran away. I have never seen, that's the first time I saw ashes, everybody ran away. In Acts chapter 26, verse 18, when God called Paul, this is what he said. God spoke to him to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. Then he goes on to explain what he meant by darkness to light. Then he says, and from the power of Satan unto God. Darkness, it also means the power of the devil. Colossians 1:13, he says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So he says that darkness means what? Power. So when the devil has power over you, that's darkness. So when Jesus says you will not walk in darkness, he means the devil will have no power, no influence over you. After this sermon, may the devil have no power over you. May he have no influence over you. In the name of Jesus, he has delivered us. Jesus said in Matthew 22, verse 53, this is your hour and the power of darkness. He was about to be crucified on the cross. And he said, the reason why I'm going to be crucified is that God has granted the devil some amount of power. And he called that power darkness. The power of darkness. Today I was reading a testimony. There was a guy who said to me, I have been in masturbation for 20-something years. In fact, the greatest problem in the church of God now is masturbation. I receive more requests for prayer for masturbation more than anything in the world. Even fornication doesn't count, or adultery. It's at the highest level. The guy said to me, Pastor, after your prayer, the power is broken. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? May you be delivered from every power of the enemy. Lift your two hands, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I break every power of the enemy in Jesus' name. Yeah. Number three, it means the inability to perceive spiritual things. When you say you will not walk in darkness, it means you will be able to see, hear, understand spiritual things. But I use the word the inability to perceive spiritual things. There are many people who don't understand the Bible when they read it. They don't understand it. They read it, it doesn't make sense. It means you are in darkness. That's what it means. Because what light does is that light makes you see. Once there is darkness, you cannot see. So you can give somebody a book, although he may be educated, if everything is dark around him, when he reads, he can't understand it. In fact, you won't even see to understand. In 2 Corinthians 4:3, Paul said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Why is it hidden? Because the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, which is the image of God, should shine upon them. When you are blind, everything is black. You don't see. It's difficult. So Jesus said, if you want to really understand the scriptures, remember, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me, he will not walk in darkness. He will have the light of life. It's pitch dark when you can see. But I pray that after this sermon, God will grant you divine revelation. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling. What is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? What is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? Father, grant us revelation. Amen. Grant us revelation. Amen. Light. So it means three things. Number one, I said the influence of the devil. Number two, it means we're under the influence of the power of the devil. Number three, I said it means the inability to perceive spiritual things. You know, when there is no light, you can't see anything. Recently, I was in France. The first night, I couldn't sleep throughout the whole night. Why? Demons were passing. I tell you. And these spirits, some of them came to fight with me the whole night. Yes. I was with Pastor Michael here. Pastor Michael asked me, so why were they fighting you? I said, because I can see them. He said, as for me, I slept like a baby.
Are you free?
Light makes you perceive spiritual things. When evil is coming, you can see it. When demons are moving, you can see it. Our last all night, I remember, as we were praying, I saw a tall man. His head was reaching the ceiling, moving around with us and praying in the prayer meeting. Then when I saw that tall man, I was watching him for about 50 minutes, watching why he was moving around. And then I saw that he came with somebody. Somebody brought him into the church. So when we are coming to the church, people bring visitors. So the visitors, they are spiritual. But I could see him because light makes you perceive spiritual things. So I said, there is somebody here. You met a very tall man. The man came to you, touched you, did some things. And one man came up. Immediately he came. He said, it's me. He said, I went to circle early in the morning. And as I was sitting in my car, I saw a very tall man, like the man you described, walking towards me. And he came and touched me. As soon as he touched me, I became unconscious. Physically. But see, it was a spirit. But I saw him. Light makes you see. May you see from today. I said, may you see from today. Lest the light of the glorious gospel. Paul said, to open their eyes. Acts 26 verse 18. To turn them from light to darkness. From the power of Satan unto God. In other words, light will let you discover Satan himself. He said, and it will bring deliverance. So that's the meaning of darkness. Darkness hasn't got to do with a color in the Bible. It means the influence of the devil, the power of the devil, the inability to perceive spiritual things. Now, when these three things happen, they have an effect. It's not for free. When you walk in darkness, there are consequences for walking in darkness. Let's look at it. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 29. Deuteronomy 28 is made up of 14 blessings and 54 curses. That's why there are more weeds than flowers. There are more evil things than good things. It's amazing. This is one of the curses. Verse 29. Thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. Thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. Thou shalt be oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save you. Here the Bible talks about spiritual darkness. It's not physical, because the person we are talking about, it says that he's a normal person. It's even noonday, even the sun is on. But still, he will be blind. So it is not physical blindness, it's spiritual blindness. Then he said, when you walk in darkness, it's like you are blind. Blind people, every time everything is dark. But it says that walking in darkness, it has consequences. Consequence number one, he said, you will grope. To grope means to feel your way around. That's what it means. You can't see things, so you have to feel your way around. Because there is no light, you can't see. So you just have to feel your way around. Even your own wife, you have to hold her face and pass your hand over her mouth, her nose, and say, okay, is this my wife? But maybe it's a tiger you are stroking. You don't know, but you are groping. When the lights go off in your own house and you are moving, you grope. You feel your way around. Your progress is slow. You bump into things. You fall over things. There are accidents. You make mistakes because you are what? Groping. So Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He says that he that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness.
Thanks for joining us. Don't miss tomorrow's episode as Kakwa shares light on the consequences of living in darkness.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our fuel. Somebody will say, what is fuel? Our fuel, our partners. They fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's fuel. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries, like Ghana. We cover the whole of Ghana, in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass, in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so, the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. Our Facebook page, Kakobaden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading a devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details. And I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kepa Baden. And for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now. Because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you. Thank you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also call or send a text to +233 20 7575215 or +233 249 217272.